We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It's Sam and Greg in for John and Hugh on this Black Friday, 25th day of November. We say to you, good morning, Georgia!
Morning!
And a good morning to you folks in Berkeley Lake.
Berkeley Lake.
Berkeley Lake.
Yeah.
What you know about Berkeley Lake?
Berkeley Lake is out there on Peachtree Industrial Boulevard in Gwinnett County.
Yes,
where,
up there in
Gwinnett County. Where I actually saw some gas priced at $2.84 yesterday.
You did?
Yeah.
Did you pull in? Nothing worse than seeing a low price and you got a, you know, full tank of gas.
You already got a full tank of gas, right? But, so they got nice gas prices out there if you out in that area and need to top off the tank.
I was just trying to think of what it is. Today's the first day, the first Thanksgiving Day parade.
On this date. Where was it?
It was in Philly. On this date.
Because they do one in Detroit.
1920.
Do they still do the one in Detroit?
Well, I would imagine, but I'm just saying this was credited with the first Thanksgiving parade in Philly, and they said 1920.
I think they used to show that one. Growing up, Macy's was always the big deal, but they would show, hey, we got one here, and we got one here. And I know that's where they would show some of the one in Detroit. And I think they used to show a little bit of the one in Philly. But as time's gone by, it's strictly Macy's.
All I know is the city I grew up in had a parade. It seemed like every other week.
Y'all had that parade to start the school year.
Yeah, that, we got the Bud Billiken parade. I don't even know who that dude is.
You don't know who it is?
I know who it is. I'm just saying, okay, I didn't know who that was growing up.
I didn't know who it was. I just heard about it.
Because of the many ethnic groups that live in that city, there is obviously a parade for that group of folks. So there's a ton of parades growing up that I went to. Listen, on this date, 1870, the first sword swallower in the U.S. performed.
What?
Why this was worthy of noting.
I have no idea.
I don't know either. But it happened 1817, the first sword swallower. Maybe there were a few before him, like NASA. They had a couple missions that failed.
The person
who actually achieved it, they wanted to put him down there. Anyway, we'll get to some of this other stuff in a little bit here. Dr. Dale Yaker is going to join us, PT Solutions founder, CEO. He's going to join us coming up here a little bit. We're going to talk about some athletes of note with some injuries. A couple of Atlanta Braves want to talk about coming back. He's going to join us. Got a full-blown casting call coming up at the end of this hour. Let you know how you can grab some money. Start to get that holiday money, whether it's in front of or behind the camera. Yes, Sam and I will be talking some World Cup. That's coming up at the top of the hour. And Maria Martin is going to join us also in the 9 o'clock hour, talking NFL as we sit here in John and Hugh's seat.
Yes.
Keeping it warm. They'll be back next week.
They will. They will.
Are the dopey millennials following us again? Oh, no.
No dopey millennials today?
Oh, Chris Goforth is following us. Okay.
Oh, cool.
So, yeah, I talked to Chris in a minute.
I know it. That's good stuff.
That is what's going on here. Listen, we had Terrell Thomas on yesterday, and he is our guy. He'll be on again with us on Sunday as we talk all things NBA. And as we sit here right now at this part of November, the team, in his mind, as he talked about him yesterday, and for what you've seen and what I feel, is they're doing what they need to do as far as prepping themselves for that second run. I don't mean the playoff run. I'm talking about everybody gets busy really after Christmas. And what I'm seeing right now, and specifically asked Terrell, who's down there pretty much every game, is the chemistry in the backcourt.
Yep.
And that seems to be in place right now, to the point where other teams are talking about having to deal with Murray and Young.
And the thing I like about Murray, and he's had some of his struggles, I think, offensively, but he does so many great things on the defensive end, and that's the thing that I think that really strengthens and makes this backcourt different. Even if he misses a shot or has a miscue on the offensive end, I watched him really bust it back on the defensive end, knock down a loose ball, come up with a steal. do something that helps out defensively. And I don't know if that's playing for Pop, the time that he did. That's what we're seeing, that type of mindset to think that way. And I think that's part of what he infuses into the mix here, which is a good thing.
And you got a guard. Now, all of a sudden, I'm just losing Nate McMillan. But, yeah, you got a guy who spent his time in the backcourt. So, you know, you have that connection.
Absolutely.
So, again, knowing that you're going into a season, it's about the marathon, and chemistry was something that we discussed throughout the course of last year. And I think every team goes through that. But that was something that was paramount, because you wondered who's going to have the ball more, who's going to handle the ball between the two on in the backcourt. And, you know, it's Trey's ball, and Murray's going to have to acquiesce and so on and so forth. But the chemistry between those two and how they're gelling is, again, that was paramount, and that was something I was looking for and couldn't be happier. Now, we talked about, like to have a Draymond-like presence as far as underneath the basket. You know, you can't have everything you want.
You got a guy with that mentality.
You can certainly wish for it.
Right, right. We have a guy in Yeka Okongwu who's really become, a force against certain centers. I mean, Giannis is one. I mean,
they got their number, man. Milwaukee.
This guy loves playing against Giannis, man, and just messing, you know, just getting inside his head. And so, I mean, a player like that comes off the bench and he gives you that little extra thing. You don't want him to go and do some of the things that Draymond does, because you don't want to get him in foul trouble. You don't want to lose him. You want him to.
But you want to have that knucklehead-like presence underneath the basket to make people think twice about coming up in there.
Right. Well, very few teams have the knucklehead, but he does make you think twice, because he is great defensively and on the and rebounding. So, when he's healthy and you got Clint Capella, this team has the possibility of really dominating boards. John Collins is the thing that we want to see work one out. Like I said, I was at practice last week, and I saw, you know, Cal Corver, former Hawk, who is I don't know if he's on loan or leased or rented or whatever, but he comes in to work on perimeter shooting. I mean, that was his thing. He was the sniper. He was the sharpshooter, the three-point guy. And so he's there to work with whoever may need him to work with him some. And I just watched him work for, my goodness, another half hour, about 40 minutes, strictly with John Collins, strictly with feeding him passes and get him to work on his three-point shot.
Is there anything that you would do at your job that if you did it, you knew that you would lose well north of $200,000?
No, like what?
Well, I'm just saying. It's the amount of money. It's not that, I mean, you're not gonna kill somebody, but do something at your job where you would be fined
That much money.
North of 250. I bring that up because of what Patrick Beverley did.
Okay.
Now, he says defending his teammate. He's a foxhole teammate kind of guy. And Austin Reeves got pushed in the during their last game. And then so he went up behind a player. DeAndre Ayton went after him on Phoenix and pushed him in the back. Now, he got a history of doing that. He did it to Chris Paul, too, and got suspended. It's that pushing somebody in the back where your head whips back because you don't know what's coming. And he got fined. I mean, he got suspended for 3 games. It just seems like the consequences of the actions of NBA players more than any other sport, they don't seem to care because of the amount of money that they make.
You think so?
Let me ask you a question. Would you have the stance that Kyrie Irving had last year and leave all that money on the table that he did for just playing road game? First coming back, but then making a decision and now, I don't know if he lost all his money.
That's kind of what makes him him.
Point taken.
Yeah, that's kind of what makes him him. He will do that. He don't mind doing it. He don't mind being the lightning rod.
We talked about a lot of stories and a lot of people who made business decisions during the pandemic because they didn't want to get the shot.
Yeah.
And we talked about most of them in sports, obviously. Ice Cube left $9 million on the table. Left $9 million on the table because he was up for a movie, and the production said everybody has to be vaccinated, and the money he commands when he wants to perform, and it's like, no, I got a basketball league over here, so I don't need your money right now. He did. He left $9 million on the table. So I don't want to do this movie.
Well, he knows he can do that. I mean, that's the thing. You,
Well, that was the question. Even if you knew you could do it, there are people who eat through tree bark that are rich as you know what that won't give up $1 million or $50,000 or whatever.
Yeah.
Money that you would know that they wouldn't miss if they lost it.
Yeah, but they see that as a business decision. I mean, that's you know what I mean? People, you know, when people do that type thing, they see whatever they have this for a cause, and then they say, this is business.
Yeah. Right. Well, that's what I was asking you.
Yeah, you know, that's the thing.
Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. As we sit here and talk NBA, I want to remind you that, well, the Hawks and the Rockets. Hawks are on the road. They're going to take on these guys tonight. Pre-game is at 7:30. The tip is at 8.
Yeah.
And that actually makes me want to mention that it moves around some things that are normally in place on a Friday night. Case in point, your high school scoreboard show. So we should tell everybody that you're going to be doing it earlier today.
We'll be doing it early.
Five.
From 5 until 7:30. Up to 7:30 because Hawks pregame comes away at 7:30, tip off at 8. And, of course, you know, we'll be here getting things. We'll have a preview show. Chris Parker will be here with me. We'll be doing more of a preview show, getting you set for the quarterfinal rounds tonight. But you mentioned Hawks coming up. They're playing in Houston tonight. We got some John Collins, some sound, and let's hear from him.
I mean, a little bit. It's more so me wanting to take, you know, just the best shots I can possibly. But just understanding that, you know, if the shot is open, I got to shoot it. So hasn't really been too big of, you know, a deterrence of me shooting him. Just more of a me being angry at myself after for missing. You know what I mean? I'm going to shoot the open ones. But, you know, I'm thinking myself as a perfectionist. So I want to make every shot. You know, I practice, you know, extremely hard and work on my game. So.
Well, that's all well and fine, but I don't know what the question was.
Well, the question is obviously we talked about Kyle Korver working with him,
okay,
on his perimeter game, and that's what he's been trying to do. You got two guys who come up the floor and they're looking for him. He gets to a wing, he gets to a corner.
Yep,
and that's where they said him. He gets the shot. He's got to knock it down.
Yes, he does.
So that's the big thing. You have not one guy, but two guys who'll be looking for you to take that shot. And he's been challenged to work on it and be more proficient.
How much does the fact that, once again, his name has been rumored in trades, does that mess with his psyche when he's shooting the ball?
I used to have a different answer to that or a different thought on it. It was Angela Davis.
That was the thought?
Yeah, no, that was on TV. I just had a Joe Montana Super Bowl moment. Where they're on the other end of the field.
There's John Candy.
And all the way to the other end, he goes, there's John Candy.
Then he goes and drives him for a game-winning touchdown, right?
Yeah, I was sitting there getting ready to answer your question. I looked up, and there was a local actress that, you know, I know in the commercial. Yeah. I didn't forgot my answer. I really just left my head.
Local actress and Graham.
No, before
and,
that.
And Grambling alum.
Okay, but before that, when
Collins is shooting threes, you know, and he hears all these trade rumors, and he's out there each night trying to perform.
I remember my answer. My answer now has changed because of what I've seen with who we talked about earlier. Jimmy Garoppolo is the same thing as John Collins. Went through the same thing. Pretty much the team told him, go out there and look for other suitors. That's what the 49ers did. And now he's the one that's going to take them to the playoffs and possibly back and get another chip. I don't know that John Collins is going to do that, but I'm saying that's the other athlete that comes to mind who continued to rise above the fray and do his job despite the conversation swirling around him is trade bait.
Real quick before we get the break, if Garoppolo gets them to the Super Bowl, can he go back to Niners manager and say, okay, this Trey Lance has got to go?
No.
Well, you know what? He set himself up to get money all over the place.
Yeah, he'd go somewhere else.
You know what I mean? Now he said, thanks.
Why would he want to leave again?
Because I tell you why. Because he would be. I tell you, the perfect place for him too. They would open arms, and that's the perfect city for him too. Vegas with the Raiders. And technically, in the old days, he'd be going across the bay.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But now going there, they got to get rid of Derek Carr.
He's setting himself up big time. You know, he really don't care what San Francisco. This is one of the things. Thanks for giving me my platform. He's gonna go get his money.
Yeah, and if it can't, and the other place it might happen, and this says something to who this quarterback happens to be right now, is Matthew Stafford don't continue what's going on in L.A. Jimmy might end up there.
They just paid him. He can't go nowhere.
Well, okay.
They just paid him.
Well, I like him with the Raiders though. I like Jimmy G with the Raiders. That dude in Las Vegas, please. That's a TMZ moment every day. You want to switch gears here and talk a little, a potpourri of things.
Yes.
With a man with credentials.
Oh yeah.
Dr. Dale Yake. Founder, CEO, PT Solutions is going to join us next, talking about a ray of things here. An array of things. I just said ray. An array of things on this Black Friday morning. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. 92.9thegame.com.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It is Sam and Greg. We are in here for John and Hugh on this Black Friday. And yeah, the Christmas music has started. We've been doing it all morning long. A little Nat. Nothing wrong with a little Nat.
Nothing wrong at all.
Nothing at all. We need to get his daughter in here a little bit. We can play that next, her hit song. We'll play that one coming up here. But we got a guy who is very familiar with the surroundings around here. Did a show up here. In fact, he sat right over there. And he was doing his show,
yeah,
Sports Insiders. But we bring him on for his knowledge, not only of what he does, PT Solutions, founder and CEO, but also because he loves to spread his sports wings. And he doesn't get a chance to that much anymore. So I want to welcome in and say good morning, Dr. Dale Yakeman. How you doing, buddy? And how was your Thanksgiving?
Yeah, Thanksgiving, it was great. You know, as usual, I made too many trips to the pie bar there, Greg. So Black Friday come around. I'm not normally a pie guy, but I don't know. The pumpkin pie stood out this year.
All right. Listen, we got a couple things we want to get to off the top. And my question is going to be very simple because I thought about, well, like ask him about Ozzy Albies coming back and Ronald Acuna. But a bigger picture has never really been asked or answered to me properly. When it comes to an athlete who comes to see you, PT Solutions, they've suffered an injury and they want to get back to where they were. Is it possible to continue to achieve the speed you once had after an injury? Is speed something that you can get back?
Boy, that's a wonderful question. I think largely dependent upon the injury, Greg, and the age of the athlete. But yes, they can get it back in most cases, and that's obviously what we focus on in the later half of rehab, right? Is first half is really just getting the motion and recovering from the injury, whether it's surgery. And then the latter half is obviously performance focused. And in some cases, because of the nature of being out of your sport for a period of time and focusing specifically on speed again, almost like they're preparing for the NFL draft or the combine, then they actually get a little faster for a period of time, believe it or not. But again, that truly depends on the injury and the age of the athlete.
Spend his time on the waitforit.com hotline. Great to catch up with this guy, Dr. Dale Yake. And he is social. You can find him on Twitter at D Yake, all lowercase, and also @PT_solutions if you want to follow along on social media. Now, one of the people I wanted to ask you about was Joseph Martinez. Some people feel like he's played his last game for Atlanta United. He's still on the roster. If you ask folks in the front office over there, they say we're still talking to him. We're still having negotiations. I don't know if that's, you know, if he's going, are they trying to work a deal or just what. But talk about his recovery and what – did we see him get back to the best of his ability that he will in his rehab and recovery, or can things still get better for him maybe?
You know, this has been an interesting – this has gone on a little longer than we would expect, right, Sam? I mean, this is work years in the making now on this deal. It's hard to say that, right? Obviously, one of the leading scorers, obviously in MLS history, let alone the Atlanta United. Not being there, it brings question, Sam. It makes a mark, like, what is going on behind the scenes? I think I'd even have those questions as a person in the field. What's happening in the rehab? How's that recovery going? It obviously is not going as everyone predicted. And are there other things that can be done? Yes, that's the question. Does there need to be a reset? Does he need a back off activity? Does he need to slow it back down? Has he been overly aggressive? All of those are questions right now. And what you see is this wobble in his future. I think that's so disappointing, right? We're not talking about a severely old athlete. I don't know Joseph's age right off the top of my head, but can't be older than 30. So, you know, you would think he has all the potential to recover from an injury like this.
Dale. There's a podcast, real popular podcast between the Kelce brothers, Travis and Jason. And there was a conversation that they got into talking about the difference between field turf, the NFL, and regular grass. And I know you sit on the board. I don't know if this falls into this category, but obviously players are affected by one or the other. What are your thoughts on that before I get to my next question?
Yeah, I just joined the Players Association on this topic, Greg. So it is something that we're looking at, and particularly now because the NFL most recently in the last couple of weeks reported that, hey, based off our data, the injury rates between field turf or artificial turf and natural surfaces are the same. And that's not the data that's generally been purported, is that there's about a 30% increase in non-contact injuries on field turf versus the natural surfaces. And obviously, if you ask the players, I think the players report about 93% of them would prefer to play on grass. So this is going to come to a head, right? This is really important. You've seen fields go between, back and forth, between artificial, back to grass. And we now have 16 that are grass and 14 that are artificial. So it's going to be a real big debate going forward.
Hang on a second. We buried the lead here, Sam. Did you hear what he just said?
Yeah.
Did you just say that you're now part of the NFL Players Association?
No, I've been asked to participate in this subgroup. You know, there's all these subgroup participation levels on research and data pools, right? And I've been asked to help out on that guidance on what's it look like going forward from the Players Association side. The NFL has their own group that obviously is pulling their own data. And then obviously the Players Association are pulling their data and monitoring it as well.
Fantastic, fantastic. Great information we always get when we talk with Dr. Dale Yeager. I got to talk to you, first of all, because you follow the game at all levels, so I'm not going to talk about any injuries. I'm going to talk with you about what's happening with college football and the fact that we got the national champs here. We got a big showdown coming up with Big Ten this weekend. Who do you think gets into that four? Have you had a chance to really watch a lot of college ball?
Well, again, you know, today with Michigan, Ohio State, obviously the lead running back is injured or got injured last week against Illinois. And so whether he plays or not is probably dependent upon whether Michigan can show up in that game. Playing in the horseshoe today, I don't think Michigan has as great a chance, particularly if that running back's not playing. So I got to go with Ohio State. And I think that obviously has a big bearing, Sam, on what happens to – do we get one or two SEC teams in the playoff, right? It's going to be interesting. Can TCU stay there? I think it's going to be a tremendous whatever happens in the SEC championship game, I think will have a great bearing on what happens as well. Can LSU win? Will Georgia falter? And, you know, we can't forget this game against Georgia Tech, because Georgia Tech's given some teams some run for their money.
Yeah,
right?
They have.
So I don't think Georgia can go to sleep on Georgia Tech, but again, we all realize everybody's looking forward to next week in the SEC championship game. But what a great season, though. I think it's great to see. Not that I'm an anti-Alabama rooter, but it's good to see Alabama out of it this season. I think it's good to see somebody else participate, and I'm rooting for TCU to be in there.
So how many sports are going on in the Yake house right now? I know my man Finn, he plays hockey and soccer. How many different sports have we got with this Brady Bunch-like house that you live in?
Oh, man. Well, you know, I just had to install a turf field in the backyard to keep up with it all, Greg, because they were tearing the yard up. So we got two just finished football. One was playing youth football, contact. One was playing flag football. We got one in basketball, one in soccer, then one in hockey. So, yeah, it's pretty busy.
Let me ask you about that, because you said one was playing flag and one was playing contact. Thoughts about that and just the future of the sport? Because sometimes that's the elephant in the room that nobody wants to talk about.
And he's on the board.
As you guys know, I sit on this another national board, right? Concussion Legacy Foundation, which is an advocacy for concussions and trying to prevent CTE long term. And what we advocate is flag football under 14. And that is really something that's spreading. We're seeing more of that, honest Sam, more in the Northeast than we are in the Southeast, right? The hotbed for football. Youth football continues to be pretty level in participation in the Southeast, but then the Northeast has permanently moved to flag. And I think, look, football is one of the greatest sports on the planet. Look, I played through college as well. But I think banging your head at a young age, we know that's not healthy. And we try to give that information to parents so they can make the best decision. And we did that with our son here as we waited till he was 14 years old to start contact football with the hope that if he's going to play, most likely he's only going to play 5 years less if he plays through high school at that age. And that has less of a chance for developing that really bad thing called CTE in your head. So that's kind of look today, but are people following that? I would love that they did, but they're not.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, flag football is going to blow up next year. Listen, it's already popular across the board, and it is growing. But next year, you know the NFL changed their Pro Bowl weekend. No more they're not having the game. They're going to have a flag football game. And once kids start seeing the NFL players playing flag football, it's going to take it to a whole nother level, I believe.
Well, that plus, I think it's purported to be an Olympic sport. I don't know if that's the case or not, but I think they're actually potentially an Olympic sport. So that's another thing that will raise it as well.
Yeah, they played it in the World Games over. They played in the World Games over in Birmingham this past summer. I played flag football.
How much of you know? Go ahead, Dale.
The development of the game there too. I think the way things have moved to passing, it is just as good a development for the athlete on that flag football field as probably contact football. In some ways, better. In some ways, for the skill positions, better. I'm sorry, Greg, for interrupting.
No, that's okay. My question can wait because I was going to tell everybody here, since we're talking about football, yours truly has a premiere tonight, streaming on Nickelodeon, Fantasy Football. Dale, if you know, this is a perfect movie for the family. It premieres
that is
tonight.
Awesome, man.
Yeah, and, boys, in Miles Garrett from Fox 5 is also in it, but I play an anchor. Yeah. So I want you guys to check it out, Fantasy Football on Nickelodeon tonight. Actually, I think it's Paramount Streaming, to be honest with you, but it does.
Well, we got that channel because yes, with this many boys in the house, Greg, you have to have every streaming channel.
Finn's the guy I connect with most of all his kids, and so be sure to tell my man Finn I said that. Dale, listen, man,
we'll be watching.
You cannot be a stranger. Enjoy the rest of your weekend, but
great
get back with us as soon as you can, man.
Great catching up.
All right, when you guys leave that station now, don't go fighting Black Friday now. I hope you're going home.
Don't worry about it.
Not me.
Not me either. Dr. Dale Yake. Hey, thanks, Dale. Dr. Dale Yake, founder and CEO of PT Solutions. I got to put a turf down in my backyard.
How about that? Yeah. Hey, the kids are tearing it up back there.
Moving into the 8 o'clock hour, we're going to talk. The one sport we didn't talk to Dale about was World Cup. We're going to get into that a little bit. And Maria Martin is going to join us from 11
yes.
Alive, and
yes,
we're going to talk more football with her.
We're going to talk some hotty toddy with her, too.
Okay. I mean,
she's not going to be happy to do that because they didn't win last night.
Oh, yeah, okay, Ole Miss, that's
Ooh,
right.
Oh, my.
Sam and Greg, we're in for John and Hugh. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Take us with you on the Odyssey app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It's Sam McGray. Hey, where's that accident? So we tell everybody to avoid that area.
Man, that is bad.
I'm looking at something on Fox 5 where they talk about traffic and folks are down to one lane and someplace, but
it looks like no lane right here.
They got it blocked where we can't see the street to pass on this information to you.
Man, that is.
Y'all get on your waves and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
That's the one. I wish I could play piano.
They're saying use Highway 41 as an alternate. That's
okay.
What I can say. So
that must be on 75.
Yep, that's what it sounded like.
Okay.
All right.
Anyway.
We just heard that reminds us of the Charlie Brown Christmas.
Yeah.
And you know, that was like limited a few years back because it was always shown on network TV.
Right.
And remember, there's something else that's supposed to be available only through stream now. I think PBS was able to show it last year, but I think this year is strictly on the stream.
Charles Schultz.
With Apple Plus.
Charles Schultz would have turned 100 years old tomorrow.
Wow.
And he's still on that list of people who have made, well, we talked about that yesterday.
People
who have passed but still printing money.
Yeah.
And, you know, a few years ago, Michael Jackson was the top of that, but that's when his estate sold the remaining Beatles catalog or what he owned of it. He made, like, just crazy amounts of hundreds of millions of dollars. But this year, sitting at number two, and I can't remember who, I don't know, it was some kind of writer, but at number two, this year, according to Forbes, or 2021, was Kobe Bryant.
Okay.
Talked about this yesterday. $400 million.
That's incredible.
Kobe made last year.
Yeah.
I mean, Elvis is on that list. Lennon's on that list. The usual suspects. Charles Schulz, I think, was third, to be honest with you. But Kobe ascended. And I absolutely believe it had to do with the pandemic and a lot of people being in and then purchasing his stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so anyway. I got a message from, before I get into Cassie call here, but I do want to remind you, 929thegame.com/casting call is where you will see, I got a fresh casting call list up there for you. Not as long as some casting calls because it's the holidays, but I really want to stress finding the page on Georgia.org where you can see the help wanted. And for those of you who are going to be switching jobs. All right, let me get to that. Just a second. I got to tell you this, though. Michael Fairley, thanks for getting back to us.
Okay.
He sees Jimmy G with the Jets. We were talking about this earlier.
Ooh.
And talking about, you know, players that may be relocating and how they were being treated. So who were we talking about?
We're talking about John Collins.
John Collins.
And how it's, you know,
having his name
always bantering around.
And I brought up Jimmy G. He's the same thing with him. And I said, I like to see him with the Raiders, but this guy said, anyway, he went through Abe to get us. He couldn't remember who we were, so he actually reached out to Abe Gordon first.
Jets do have a quandary with their quarterback of the future right now.
Who's being benched?
Yeah,
this week. He don't know how to fall on the sword.
Hey, man. He's going to learn.
Yeah, he is now. He's watching the game from a different perspective.
He will learn.
Also, Greg is 100%, 10,000% right on Sam. I've watched and listened to Mr. Crenshaw for 30-plus years. Or so it seems, and Reverend Sam, as he writes here, has that soothing, calm, Morgan Freeman-level voice.
Morgan Freeman.
This is what I'm trying to tell you. You have it, and you should be happy that Mom and Daddy gave it to you.
Okay.
Because it's just one of those things you can't go out and get from somewhere else. It's part of your motherboard.
Okay.
And that's a good thing. Right?
Hey, well, I appreciate
you got that it thing. Talking about these movies, and there is a couple opportunities for you. Getting back to casting call, and again, we haven't had the 4-hour show where I've had a chance to do a deep dive into the industry right now. But I will tell you this: it has relaxed as of right now. It has relaxed some of the vaccination protocols that have been in place. Having said that, everybody's going to get tested.
Right,
they're still going to test you. But they aren't requiring you, not all of them, to be vaccinated. So keep that. Man, these folks over here at Colony Square, they need to put a robe on before they lift up their blinds.
Okay.
Can't you? We're doing a radio show over here. We don't want to see something.
See, you else. Always used to get after me for doing that.
Well, I'm doing it now because I just haven't been looking this way.
You used to always get after me. So why are you looking in them people's windows over there? You always say.
Well, I was looking over your shoulder.
And you know what? We look over there because we can't look the other way. They put a building up here. We can't see Peachtree Street, okay? So we got to look one direction.
We can see the air conditioning unit being hoisted up on top.
Yep, that's all we can see for this thing. They got some wonderful decorative lights they always put up for the holidays right there in the corner.
Oh, Woodruff Center there.
We can't see any of that.
No, we can't see. We can't see Wakanda.
You stay out of this place for 2.5 years. They put a big old building up. You can't see Peachtree Street. You looking at folks' windows?
I didn't try to. She just opened them up there and closed her robe.
Hey,
so
I'm not looking over my shoulder.
There are some job opportunities, and there's a couple actually you want to jump on right away. And I wouldn't mind this. I mentioned this yesterday. I grabbed a couple names from a very popular TV show. Trying to make an analogy, I said Doug Ross and Carol, I can't remember her last name is, from ER. That would be the George Clooney and Julian Margulies roles. But this week, for the TV show over on ABC, Will Trent, they need certified ER nurses and doctors.
Real thing.
A real thing. The real Clooney and Margulies. So that's what is needed. Central Casting, that's the first one you're going to see up there. Extras Casting Atlanta, they have a number of roles for a project they're doing, and I just put underneath it, holiday money.
Okay.
Holiday money, because even as extra jobs go, this one's paying a little bit more. Hilton Casting, in the first season of Average Joe, looking for everything from cops and detectives to bartenders to golfers to bodyguards. You want to go to their website and see what they're looking for. Casting All Talent is doing 3 different projects, from Gotham Knights and a few others, Stormwind, I believe, is one of them. But anyway, you want to go. I've got the links there. You want to go find out what the multiple roles are that they're looking for. So, again, that's what a lot of the casting directors are doing now during the holidays. Perfect time. And I've got the list of them. So what you really would like to do, if none of these hit home with you, go to their Facebook page, go to their website, go to, you know, Instagram, wherever they're posting their jobs, and find out what's coming up. I talked about this yesterday a little bit, and I'm going to say it again.
Okay.
And you've agreed with me when we've done this in years past. Unfortunately, there's going to be some people who get some pink slips. Or just decided at the end of the year they don't want to work for this boss anymore.
Doing, right.
And that skill set may lend itself to one of the jobs on a crew. Whatever it is, you'd be amazed how many crew members are needed. And by the way, the cuts that were made during the pandemic where they just weren't allowing as many people on set, that's sort of going by the wayside too. So, I mean, I just got off this thing with you know who.
Right.
And there was well over 100 people on the crew. Now, mind you, that's The Rock, and that's his money and the folks he's with. But still, there are a number of big projects. You got the Francis Ford Coppola movie that's being done here. You'll see that on CL Casting. As a matter of fact, CL Casting is doing two big projects with an all-star cast. So you'll see that there. So you want to go to their websites. But again, starting with Georgia.org, I walk you through how to find those jobs behind the camera. I walk you through and have the link to get that certificate for any minors in the house so they can have that and they can get out there and work. And also voiceover connections, too. Bill Seller and Atlanta Voiceover Studio. So with any of this stuff, Greg.Clarkson at Audacy.com, AUDACY.com.
Yep.
Or check it out right now and get cast with Greg on Twitter. The list is there. So having said that, coming into the 9 o'clock hour, we are going to talk to Dexter's mama. That would be Maria Martin.
Yeah.
Dexter would be her dog. And we're gonna talk NFL. We're gonna talk Atlanta Falcons. We're also gonna talk some World Cup. That is up next. Mr. Crenshaw and I are in for John and Hugh on this Black Friday. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com, and take us with you on the Odyssey app.